The rich and the kingdom of God. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and the contemplation of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer. Amen.
Amen.
When I was in high school, I worked at a movie theater on the boardwalk in Ocean City, New Jersey, which was a great job to look out of the window and see the ocean and see the waves crashing. And I also got free movie tickets as often as I wanted to, and I loved that job. One day, I was walking to the car, my father's car, and a guy stopped me, and he ran up to me and said, "Do you know if you're going to heaven when you die?" And I was a little surprised by that. I was a little thrown off by that question. This is a campus ministries. It's a Baptist type of organization that does this. As a good Methodist, I said yes and got in my car and drove away. But that question has stuck with me. When you die, are you going to heaven? And I feel like that question is a lot like what the rich man asked in the text this morning. How can I have eternal life? He asked Jesus. What can I do to live forever? And so Jesus responds. He tests him a little. He says, "Why do you say that I am good? Only God is good, and God has given you these commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not lie, do not cheat, honor your mother and father." And in the Matthew text, Jesus includes, "and love your neighbor as yourself." And so the man replies, "I have done all of these things ever since I was a boy. What else do I have to do to gain eternal life?" And so Jesus looks at him. In verse 21, it says, Jesus looked at him carefully and loved him and said, "You are missing one thing. Sell all that you own and give that money to the poor. And then come and follow me." The man leaves Jesus, saddened because he had so many possessions. And this is the kind of story that makes us uncomfortable. This is the kind of story that preachers try to find a way out. What did Jesus mean? Surely he doesn't mean for me to sell everything that I own. Surely Jesus doesn't mean for me to cash in my 401k and to give the money to the poor. Surely Jesus doesn't expect that of me. And the disciples feel the exact same way. In verse 23, he looks at them and says, "It will be very hard for the wealthy to enter God's kingdom." This is not just about that one man. He is talking to the disciples and he is talking to us. He says, "It would be easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter God's kingdom." And the disciples were as uncomfortable as we are. And so they ask one simple question. Then how can anyone be saved? And so Jesus answers the one big God story in the entire Bible. He says it is impossible by humans to be saved. Only through God is it possible. All things are possible through God. And so this morning, and I can see on most of your faces, we're all kind of squirming. Sell all of your possessions and give the money to the poor, and then get up and follow Jesus. And so what does that mean for us? Let's look at the verses just a little bit closely. What must I do to obtain eternal life? And so Jesus quotes some of the commandments, and the man is quick to respond. I've kept all of these commandments. I've kept the law. Do I get eternal life now? The man is asking. No, Jesus says, you're so close. But verse 21, and this is probably one of my favorite verses in Mark. Jesus looked at the man carefully and loved him. Jesus looked into this man's soul, looked into his past, looked into his wealth, and looked into his sin, and Jesus looked into that man and loved him. And maybe for the first time in his life, this man was looked at completely, totally, and completely. Jesus looked into the very soul of this man and saw the man for who he was and loved him. This is who God is. He can look into the soul of us. He can look into our very souls. He can call us by name, and he can look and love us in a way that no one else can. Even in the soul of someone stubborn, Jesus will still love him. Even in the soul of someone who does not understand, Jesus will still love him. And then Jesus gives the man the answer that he was not expecting. The man was, he kind of came up, you know, how will I get eternal life? And Jesus gives him the commandments. The man says, yeah, I do all of that. And so Jesus says, follow Jesus. To follow Jesus so completely, you don't have to memorize the Lord's Prayer. You don't have to pray the sinner's prayer. You don't have to memorize the words to Amazing Grace. You have to do something that was so against the very nature of this man. He said, sell everything that you have and get up and follow me. And the man left, sad and dismayed. Sad and dismayed because he had many possessions. Maybe because his possessions were worth more than eternal life. Maybe because he could not sell everything easily. Maybe he was expecting Jesus to give him a better answer. And we don't know where the man goes after this encounter. But what can we take from this encounter? What do the disciples hear from this encounter? Jesus makes it very clear at the end of the reading. He says, it is impossible for the wealthy to enter the kingdom of heaven. It is impossible for any human to enter the kingdom of heaven. It is only possible with God for anyone to enter God's kingdom. It is only through the grace of God, only through the love of God, that anyone can enter God's kingdom. The rich man didn't understand this. The rich man didn't expect this. He thought he could gain eternal life through keeping the commandments. He thought he could gain eternal life by praying the Lord's Prayer. He thought praying the sinner's prayer would be enough. He thought that memorizing the words to Amazing Grace would be enough. But Jesus told him to do the one thing that he couldn't do. Like telling a fish to walk on land, Jesus wasn't trying to torture the man. He was trying to say one simple truth. We are saved through faith alone. We are saved by faith through, or excuse me, we are saved, oops, we are gifted by faith. There is one simple truth. We are saved by faith alone. We are gifted faith by God, and by God we are saved from our own sin. From God we are saved from ourselves, and from God we are given eternal life. It's nothing that we can do. It's not the commandments that we can follow. It is only through God's grace that we can enter the kingdom of heaven. But if there's something holding us back, if there's something causing us to stop, if there's something causing us to stumble, if there's something getting in our way, then we have to put it down and turn around and follow Jesus. Maybe it's a sin. Maybe it's an addiction. Maybe it's cheating on our spouses or cheating on our taxes. Maybe it's stealing or hurting others. Maybe it is our wealth. But whatever it is, whatever is burdening us, whatever is getting in our way, that is what is causing us to fall. And that is what we have to sell and give away the proceeds to the poor and follow Jesus. It would be easier for a camel to walk through the eye of a needle than for us to enter God's kingdom with our baggage, than enter God's kingdom with our sin, than enter God's kingdom with our addictions, to enter God's kingdom with whatever is holding us back. It is impossible for us to do it alone. Only through God is everything possible. Only if we get rid of what is burdening us and follow Jesus. Let us pray. Gracious God, we come to you today hoping that we can give up our burdens. Empower us and strengthen us. Give us your grace and your peace, that when we will enter the kingdom of God, it will be an easy walk. That all these things are possible through you.